for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hillary Clinton claimed the Democratic presidential nomination on Tuesday, making her the first woman to represent a major party in the race for the White House.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee. Tonight's victory is not about one person. It belongs to generations of women and men who struggled and sacrificed and made this moment possible.
Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke earlier on Tuesday and attacked Clinton, accusing her of selling axes to the State Department when she was secretary. The sharp-tongued Trump said Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, have turned the politics of personal enrichment into an art form for themselves. He said his goal is to bring people together, and he promised to never back down from a fight or let his supporters down. A police officer and two civilians have been killed in a car bomb explosion outside a police station in the town of Midyat, Turkey, near the Syrian border. As many as 30 others have been injured, and multiple ambulances have been sent to the scene. The prime minister has blamed Kurdish militants for the attack. Insurgents in Afghanistan have abducted almost 50 passengers off a bus in Kunduz province. Security forces managed to rescue a few of the passengers, and police are now planning an operation to rescue the rest. No group has taken responsibility for the incident as of yet. This marks the third mass kidnapping in the past 9 days. For more news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA.